الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق العدل ثم الصلاة على المختار في الفدن مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من قبلت من طائعاتهم فطاب من طيبهن الطاب والأتم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ للمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا فيما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, Hazrat says, before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam can become alive in the ummah Nabi.
Sahabat kepadanya yang dikulainya saudara-saudaranya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nah, selawatannya sebutkan Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Nabi ajak yang mana dengan kawan asuh innal insana latil khusr innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasuh bil haqq wa tawasuh bil sabr. Nah, fitir yang mana khatiyatu wa fitu syekh tamras Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah nanti yang menetapkan dia berkabung kamu ya sedang menetapkan kamu ya dia nah kabarnya dia nak ambil kapasiat dia yang bermasak di nombor sunnah Nabi SAW ada dia yang sunnah Nabi SAW alaihi wa sallam dan kabir kemana dia yang kemana kemana hal yang kemana dia yang kemana kemana Nabi SAW.
So one sunnah with regard and which is important at this part of our year also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَاسِبُ أَنْفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُحَاسَبُ. Take stock of yourself, check yourself, because before your stock will be taken on the day of Qiyam. So our Islamic year has come to an end, 1434, and we are coming to a new Islamic year, Muharram, 1435. By the end of the year, a person should take stock of himself. My iman, what is the level of my iman? What is the level of following sunnahs? My five times salah, am I performing it? Where am I performing it? My concentration and devotion, my Ramadan fast, am I fasting? Have I got some qada salat left of my life? Have I got qada fast left? My zakat and my giving, if hajj is faraz of money, have I made hajj, all the things we should check ourselves. And haram things we should check that how much of haram I'm involved in. Haram of thinking bad about other people, fantasizing, thinking about other women, etc. And about, for example, our eyes, we are looking at haram. All, whatever haram, we are backbiting, we are lying, anger. We should take stock of this. Because Qiyamah Day, Allah is going to take stock of us. That how are you in all these things? So this is a great sunnah. On Qiyamah Day, it will become a qira'at kitab. Tafabi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasima. Yes, your report, read your report yourself. So make out our own report now and see how is our report. A person who will do this, and next year he will compare himself again, his Islam will be made very quick and a change will come. Otherwise, a person can be an Ali also, but no change in Islam. A person can be in Jamaat also, giving Chilla every year, giving 4 months, but no change coming in the life. Important thing is a change in our life for the better, that is. And that will come if we make muhasaba about ourselves. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us, make muhasaba, check yourself about your condition.
يَمَا تَعَدِلُ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم أَتِيَنَّا تَحَاسِبُوا أَنْ يُفُسَكُوا مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَحَاسَبُوا صبر في صبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقام ما بيتو ماني وكين ماني مسيكو دركان من الدين أقام ما بيتو يوم تبتينا أقام ما بيتو كما بيتو هو معامل نما باتو تبتين جانا يوم نحا أتتاك للبطان يتيجنا آيات من الدين كيكوشا Sangka ram 1434. Memang tadi nak cakap kita nak 1434. So tadi itu pada satu nama mana sangka ada itu sahaja. Kalau kita berhenti nak dia juga nanti yang itu yang cuma mana sangka itu orang aku nak tunjuk dalam. Tetapi ini masih ada mana itu mana itu mana lagi nak. Kemana? Kemana itu kan? Ada di mana-mana di mana-mana. So, kalau dia tak nak
another year come, they didn't keep it. Many got 20 years fast, so we, all of us, we must check our qada salat, qada fast, etc., everything, our zakat if we never pay, and start making everything right. Because the other day, we will be asked about all this.
Nabi ada pun nanti kita bulan Ramadhan, hanya sedikit aku masih ada bulan Ramadhan apa mana, sebab kondisinya betul kaya susah. Nah itu lah yang anak-anak yang begitu ya. Kamu pun jadi kencing-kencing dulu apa mana, susah apa menjelang lah.
Our new Islamic year, we know it is called the Hijri year. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we make mashura with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu,
that we must have our own calendar also.
We don't follow the calendar of the Christian.
We have our own calendar.
But from when must we start our calendar?
So from the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
when Quran Sharif was revealed, or when the first battle of Badr took place, when must we start? Then they all agreed to start it from the time of Hijrah. And the reason for this is every year, when the new year will come, every Muslim will think of the Hijrah. And we all also make Hijrah. Al-Muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. A real Muhajir is he who makes Hijrah from all the wrong things. So we see in our past year how many wrong things was in my life. Now for the new year, we make Hijrah from it. And we go into a good year. Every year if we do this, we will become very good Muslims by the time Maut comes. But if we don't, we will stay where we are. Our one level we will stay. But if we make this muhasabah and we see my past life, how many sins in my life, how many wrongs in my life, I must correct it, we will improve all the time. So that is also very important that Hijrah we learn the lesson and we go into new life. Also we must make Hijrah our lifestyle like the non-Muslims. That shouldn't be like that. And how many of us know Islamic day? We know English day, when we were born. Even ulama, when which year you graduate, they will give you English day. But Islamic day, who is going to use it? It's ours. Jews are not going to use it. Christians are not going to use it. Who will use Islamic day? If we don't use what is ours, who will use it? So we must try to come onto Islamic system.
Nah, sebenarnya sahabat itu hijrah dia. Masih nama Nabi ini sendiri pengutai Umar radhiyallahu anhu. Semua radhiyallahu anhu nama emas rasanya maha sahabat. Maha pedina, benar-benar hati dia nak kemana. Benar-benar jalan di maha sini. Maha masyarakat ada dia nak suruh ini ngutang Nabi. Ada dia nak suruh ini tolong kekurangan. Nah, bagaimana? Bukan-bukan yang mencolek. Nanti maksudnya di Dewa Sabah dan Nanti berarti yang berkata kira Tuhan itu hijrah biar Nabi yang meninggal maksudnya kalau hijrah dengan Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Itu artinya dia yang hijrah. Nah, teman semua di surah nanti Al-Hajir Mana Bawan Nanti Al-Hajir lagi itu artinya itu mahajir dan dia berdua tahu adina wa'an yang semua ini sama Allah subhanahu. Itu artinya dia mengusahkan na'ad dengertan wa dia berdua ma'ad dengertan wa dia minta apa lama itu dia akan berdua dan dia akan berdua minta Allah subhanahu. Lagi ini tentang bagi apa? Ini kegiatan orang yang namanya kalau orang sudah punya mati memang ada dia menerangkan lagi yang akan last year ada berdua ini memang ada maka dia yang akan ada dia awal akan lagi untuk akan waktu ini untuk berkatan bagaimana Quran kita dengan Allah subhanahu. Apa nak benda tu benda yang untuk paman yang hati yang Islam itu yang hati yang Islam itu kami dan nanti nanti kita nak makan musuh. Kalau kamu nak kita ni, sini kami apa pasal dia? Nanti dunia akan nak buat apa pasal dia? Nanti dia pergi dia akan mampir. Seorang pun nak akan buka ini. Nanti dia akan mampir dia apa dia apa dia dia. Kalau tinggal dia nak akan dia nak apa nak kami dan nak Islam. Nah, kami itu setan atau akan memakai itu betul atau setan. Mama di sini kerja di kota lagi, apa yang dia akan suka itu sesuatu yang besar dia. Suatu hari dia nak dinarutkan, kami dia nak apa malam Islam dia, kami dia nak apa itu, nanti dia nak dinarutkan. Nawati dia kita kali dalam agama ini nanti kita mana serta nanti kita kalau kita usahakan dan kita mau maju dengan pemusaha yang akan dinyatakan.
Also, during this month Muharram, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews, they are fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So he asked them, why are you fasting? They say, because Allah gave najat, salvation to Musa alayhi salam on this day and many other favors of Allah. So therefore, in thanksgiving to Allah, we are fasting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are more worthy to be thankful to Allah than you. So we will also fast the 10th of Muharram. And from there we learn that to be thankful to Allah, normally what we do, we have walima, dawah, food. We like to make dawah, we eat food to be thankful, to appreciate. But also there is one way of appreciation, which is fasting. Not only feasting, but fasting also. Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he gets citizenship of Madinatul Munawwara, he gets so happy that for 40 days he fasts. He didn't make da'wat or food, but he fasts for 40 days. So we should also, when Allah give us some ni'mat of his, like Ramadan. Ramadan is celebration. Celebration of the gift of the Quran Sharif. And Allah taught us that we make 30 fast farad in celebration. And at night 20 rakats tarawih, you must hear Quran Sharif. That is celebration of the gift of the Quran Sharif. So that is one thing. The other, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I live next year, I will keep the 9th and the 10th also. He taught us that we must be different, even in ibadat, from the non-Muslims. Hey, so the Jews were keeping on the 10th. So we must be different. We don't be like the Jews, only keep 10. But 9 and 10, or 10 and 11. And from there we learn that everything, our dressing, our lifestyle, our wedding, our houses, our funeral, Muslims got their own way. We must not copy the way of the non-Muslims. We must follow our way of sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Seperti yang sudah Pak Om berkata tadi kepada Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sampai kata hijrahnya. Nah, saya ingin mengatakan ini pesan kepada Pak Om Anian sama dia Nasrul Haram. Yang tadi Raja Pak Om Anian itu, nah semua diundiam, nah, sini berikutnya dia nunggu di pusat lagi mereka satu lagi kanan. Nah, sudah bisa tahu sebab Nabi Imam itu kemana, sekarang yang dimaksud lagi. Jadi dia itu sungguh Nabi Wasallam akhirnya kami berkata, Paman api yang kita sedikit, Paman api yang kita sini. Kau yang berkata, nasibah kalau mati, Paman api yang kita masuk pada waktu. Dia berkata, Paman api yang kita pikir, kita bisa bersamaan, Nabi Sallallahu Wasallam naik sendirian, apakah pun saya tidak berdiri. Itu lagi nanti menyesu, kalau kau yang lihat kamu, kamu berlanda kamu, aku beritahuin kamu, semua adikkan kamu, kamu tidak landa kamu, nanti menyebabkan kamu sepak kata nanti sama kata bersabar. Kalau kami ke kau yang lihat kamu, nanti menyebabkan kita berdiri lagi, kita bukan sama kata bersabar.
Ini surat yang kering, ada sikit tilawat memiliki. Allah Ta'ala نے شروع in the beginning Allah تبارک و تعالی کو قسم of time والعصر Allah doesn't have to take قسم Allah is the most truthful وَمَنْ أَسْلَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْلَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا Allah is حَقٌ مُبِين Allah makes the truth known Allah is taking قسم to convince us that they understand what I'm going to say now is 100% true. And Allah loves us so much, He wants to convince us, like a father tells his son, or mother explains to her daughter, that for my beloved child, please, do this, do that, don't say what those people, don't go there, that is wrong. I give qasam and I tell you, but how much feeling Allah loves us so much, more than all the fathers in the world together, and more than all the mothers in the world together, Allah loves us. And He's taking qasam, and He's taking qasam of time, and He's giving us one message. And also Allah only takes qasam of His very, very great creation. And time is a creation of Allah. We should use our mind, that we put our mind and think that time is not of its own. Allah created time. And to create a thing like time, man can only manufacture. Man make computer, make mobile phone, make fax machine, all other things he makes. But Allah is the one who creates everything. And Allah has created a thing like time. Use our mind to ponder about it and see how great Allah is. What's the knowledge of Allah? What is the qudrat of Allah that Allah creates something like time? And then not only that, how to measure time. We told Maghrib is, for example, 5:30, 5:45, whatever time. Fajr is this time. Ramadan will come that time. Hajj is that time. All that, not just natural, Allah made the time. Otherwise, we can never tell one another, I need you 8 o'clock. And on this day, on that day, Allah made a measurement of time, which is also great qudrat of Allah and great ni'mat of Allah. If there was no time, then when should we be born? When should we die? When should anything happen? And if we couldn't measure time, how we could say bayan will be after Maghrib? We got no time. Allah gave us this very big ni'mat of Allah. And also see the qudrat of Allah and understand how great Allah is. And see the ni'mat of Allah and make shukr to Allah for His ni'mat.
That is my shaykh. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mengusahakan kami tak sanggup dan nasib Allah Subhanahu wa Taala nasib diri Allah Subhanahu wa Taala disyukur sanggup yang makanan akhir Allah Subhanahu yang makanan akhir Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Jika lagi lebih lagi nawas, jika kalau lagi nak adi nawas subhanallah. Jika lagi lagi nawas, 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 lagi nawas. Kemudian yang kedua model adalah Allah Subhanahu Wataala semata-mata itu makhluk dan dalam tempat itu tidak ada makhluk. Hanya dengan itu tidak ada makhluk sekali pun. Jadi nama model tentang Allah Subhanahu Wataala taman akhirnya tak serinta kuras. Kalau kita tidak tahu yang kuasa yang dimulai, jadi kau lagi nama nabi Allah Subhanahu Wataala dan para nabi Allah Subhanahu Wataala tidak dianggap nama dan apa dalam kata Allah Subhanahu Wataala. Ini mana untuk kamu tidak kalau Allah Subhanahu Wataala.
Allah Ta'ala took an oath, qasam, of time. Because time is very, very valuable. 1 second is valuable. 1 hour, day, week, month, year, all very valuable. The greatest thing is time. Many people, they become very rich. They lose all the money, something happens. But Allah wish He give them the money back. Some people become so sick and it looks like they're going to die, but they get better again. So you can lose your money and get it back. You can lose your health and get it back. But time that goes, you can never get time back. What time is gone is gone. You'll never get time again. Our Shaykh Rahimahullah say, those people want to pass time. And very sadly, many people in Ramadan, they want to pass time. They say to make the fast short, you have to fast some time. So Allah says those who want to fast time, they don't fast time, they fail time. You don't fast, you fail. Because time, if you don't use it right, you fail time. If you use it right, it becomes very, very valuable. Time is like a block of ice. If you leave it there, it's melting, you can't see. But it's getting smaller and smaller, it will get finished. If you put it in a glass of water, it will make the water cold. You will get the benefit. So if we just waste time, time is just going, then we are wasting that big, big and valuable thing. If we put it in our life to make our life valuable, to get Iman, to get Amal, to get Akhirat, then that time will become valuable. Otherwise, the time we were wasting, or the time can take us to Jahannam. If we use it in wrong things, that time it will take us to Jahannam. So time is very important to appreciate time, not to waste time.
Tapi yang Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala dan misi puasa tak kena uras, ina kena uras, ina kena minyak kalau lagi niat kerja. Tapi yang uraskan malu sangat kena itu kemarin, kemarin si biru, kemarin biru, kemarin saluman, kemarin saulan, kemarin sarat, kemarin misi di mana buat kena minyak kalau lagi niat kerja. Itu nak kena malu malu. Kalau dia lagi mesti tahu, minyak kalau lagi tahu. Nah, sekarang dari kamu dah nanti ada supaya nak apa nanti ada orang tahu dia. Karena ada pelajaran dalam dunia Tuhan. Tapi dari kita kita tahu apa yang kita bisa di mana ada dan macam macam ini kan sudah mulai berubah. Nah, seperti yang kita sampaikan, seperti yang kita baca orang dan dari kita berjalan di mana di mana. Sebulan sekali yang dia itu kan dari semua dan semuanya semuanya itu kan dari tahu mana awalnya dan ini pun masih iman. Itu dia ini yang awal dan itu dia yang nyata kalau ada sama yang dan Allah. Dia tinang, dia tinang kuasa. Nah, tu kan dia nak tinang mana tu? Kemana? Kemana aku kira tu masa itu dia kan sudah lah. Jadi tu dia nak aku kira tu jangan jangan tak sudah lah. Itu dia ni ada. Itu dia dia nak uraskan. Nah, kemana anda mana? Kemana anda mana dia ni nak kira? Dia dia nak uraskan kalau dia tu dia nak dia itu ais. Ais itu kan dia tinang. Nah, aku mati dia. Kemana aku masih siap siap lagi untuk ais. Nampak tu macam dia kita sama-sama. Nah, kita tidak mau minum ais, tapi yang kita pilih mana? Yang kita pilih yang bagus, nak dia keluar nanti tak bagus. Nah, kalau nanti dia punya keinginan yang tak bisa mencapai, Itulah begini, kalau kekuatan setiap kamu, nak unikkan oleh sesuatu kamu boleh separa biasa, kamu akan 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 boleh separa biasa. Jadi ini, nanti kita bersiapa lagi kita ulasan, nanti itu ayat yang kita ulasan, aku ulasan, ayat yang sangat itu bisa lho, kamu akan boleh separa biasa, kamu akan boleh separa biasa. Jadi memang bisa, nak ulasan, nak akan boleh separa biasa.
In the Hadith Sharif it comes every day in the morning announced to people that now is 12th of Muharram. The 12th of Muharram tells everyone, I've come in your life only one time. Try and do as much good as you can. Once I'm finished, 12th Muharram is gone, 1435, I will never come back in your life again. You only got this one chance to try to do as much good as you can. Every morning, it is example that 24 hours and each hour 60 minutes multiplied by 60 and then multiplied by 60 seconds, that amount of so much pesos time has been put in your account. You use it for good, you will benefit till Jannat forever. And if you don't use it, it's going to get wasted. And you use it in wrong things, it can take you to Jahannam and you suffer there forever. So every day, capital is put in our account of time. So use that time for good and you will get lot benefit. Don't waste your time. And don't use it in haram and wrong things. Use the time in the amanat from Allah. And use that time in good things.
Dia ini apa nama manggulit? Manggulitan kalau kita manggulit nanti kita buat kobras. Apa nama ini? Manisah kami mengurang. Nah, 60 minit. Manisah kami untuk mengunda. Apa nama? 60 minit. Nanti kita tidak tanya. Kita tidak tanya. Dia buat. Apa nama? Kita buat satu minggu kita buat kobras. Nanti nama nama itu nanti siapa nama itu? Nanti kita tidak tanya. Kita buat. Apa nama? Kita buat yang berbudi apa?
And this time, if we don't use it right, and most people don't use it right, so Allah Ta'ala said, Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Those who don't use their time correctly, they are in khusran, they are in nuqsan, they are harmed very greatly in dunya also and in akhirah also. So Allah Ta'ala says that illa alladheena, that don't you be like all general people, but be like the few people, illa alladheena. Make your time valuable to get iman, is the biggest capital. More than money, more than university degree, more than big house, more than nice motor car. The most important thing is iman. So make effort to this time, use it to make your iman. That your iman is strong, is right. And make effort that everyone has iman. Use your time in valuable effort.
Dia yang bisa menjadi asuransi. Dia yang tahu apa, dia yang tahu sana. Dia yang tahu apa, itu nanti dia yang akan mematuh. Nah, buat asuransi. Dan ini aman, itu apa sana. Allah sudah tinggal di sana lagi. Dia yang utama manusia, maka tahu ada yang berusaha lagi yang tahu asuransi dan dunia. Nah, sisi lalu kamu tak bisa menangkapnya. Nah, tadi tiga dua kemana, di istiqa kau yari-yari. Itu artinya ini pemana, dengan anak urasan, nanti menekau cara kandung hati ini, sama menamaknya. Ini tak berhenti lagi yang utama itu sama utama nggak tahu. Ini yang mana? Ini usahakan sama urasan, sama urasan, sama kamu dulu kandung. Ini usahakan urasan, sama mana? Apa kamu dulu kandung lagi ini pemana? Pemana ini usahakan lagi yang tahu urasan, sama ini menekati kita memakai, sama kamu dulu kandung kandung. Ini pemana, sama kita urasan, lagi nak urasan, sama kamu dulu kandung kandung kandung. Iman, nak kamu sahaja dalam bagian nanti, nak iman yang diberikan oleh Allah Subhanahu Wataala. Sekali nanti ini bina amalan yang akan diberikan oleh Allah Subhanahu Wataala. Malaikat.
If you have a tree from here to south, you have three?
No.
No. Bus? Bus is going to south. For example, 6 o'clock in the morning. Whole night bus was standing one place. Now 6 o'clock it will go. Now under the bus, one dog is sleeping. The dog is sleeping and the bus is standing. But 6 o'clock, the bus going to move. Now the dog wake up. And the dog start walking and the bus also start moving. And the dog think when I was sleeping, the bus was standing. When I start walking, the bus also is moving. So I am making the bus to move. After a little while, the dog gets fresh. So he starts running. Now the bus also start going fast. Now the dog get convinced, I am the one who make the bus move. But the dog will get tired. His tongue will come out, he'll stand one side, and the bus will go so far till the south all the time. Like that, many of us, I think, I'm running my house, I'm running my shop, I'm running my job, my office, but we will die one day. And our family won't die, they will carry on living. The shop won't close when we die. The shop will carry on. So in this time, make our iman like that of a mu'min, not like that of a dog. A dog, he thinks that I'm doing, but soon he's tired, he's finished. And we will also die, but the world will carry on. Many people who are sitting here are about 60 years old. So 50 years ago they were 10 years old. Now think that time when I was a small boy, 10 years, here in Manila, there wasn't all this big street and big buildings and freeways and byways and train and all that. But the people that time who were 60 years that time, and they were in charge of running the things, the roads, the trains, everything. And oh, primitive time, that time 50 years ago, roads were not like how they are today. That time no mobile, no phone also. Mobile also, you can't think about it. 50 years ago, nobody can even dream about mobile. But they said, if we don't do our work, how the world will carry on? All of them are dead and the world is gone in front. Now you get freeways, you get highways, now you get cell phone, now you get fax machine, now you have computers, now computer programs, what you got. So just like that, we think today, I'm doing everything. If I don't do the job, then what will happen? I have to be a job. If I got a job, oh, big problem. We will die and the world won't stay where it is, it won't go down, world is going in front of the time. Our shops, our houses,
Many of us may be such. When we were 10 years old, my father passed away.
My mother passed away.
Now everyone worried. What will happen with small children? 5, 6, 10, small children. And father has died or mother has died.
The children didn't die. Today they got big house. Today they got big shops. Allah is Rabbul Alameen.
Allah is the one who sees to everyone.
So in this time, make our iman. That is the most important thing.
That we are not the doers of things, Allah is the doer of things. We are not looking after the roads. We are not looking after the government. We are not looking after the aeroplanes. Allah is the... Allah is using us. But Allah is the doer.
I am not the one making my children big. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. He will make my children big.
Trust in, have that yaqeen. This time is very valuable. Make it valuable to get that yaqeen.
The most important thing in the whole world for dunya and akhirat is iman. And this time Allah has given us to make that iman of our
soul. Emang kita pun orang lima tu, belum terima tawa pernah nak tawar. Rumah itu dia dah tinggal semua lah tu. Emang kita pun orang lima tu, belum terima nak cari tawa tu dia. Nak dapat tiga kali lagi nanti makan sahaja bulan-bulan nak makan lagi ni. Dia pun tak dia. Dia pun terima tawa. Nah, dia fikir, oh dia mungkin tu nak tu nanya tuah, tu nanya tuah.
When iman will be made, then a person will have yaqeen. My success, my happiness is in a'mal. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now he will be worried for a'mal الصَّالِحَاتِ. He won't be worried so much, I must build a big house, or I must make a business, or I must get a big university degree. He will worry for a'mal. For his children also, he will worry for the iman of his children and the a'mal of his children. He will realize that my success is in a'mal. And a'mal in Arabic is the plural of amal. In Urdu also, amal and a'mal. But some people in Urdu, they don't pronounce correctly. They don't say a'mal, they say a'mal. So they believe that a'mal, mal must come and I will be successful. That our success is in a'mal. Our success is not in a'mal, our success is in a'mal. Right? That wealth must come, money must come and I will be successful. No, that is wrong. That is deception. Allah is the one who will give. And remember also that the things of comfort are not comfort. The things of respect is not respect. They have determined to fool us, to tell us that you have the things of comfort and you will be comfortable.
You have the things of respect and you will have respect, but that is all. Like the thing of comfort is a bed. You have nice bed, nice room. So a person thinks nice, comfortable. But most people, rich people, who got nice, nice rooms, they don't get 1 minute sleep. Whole night is over and they can't sleep. And a poor man who got no room is sleeping outside on the street, on the pavement, fast asleep, he's snoring also. So sleep and comfort is sleep, it's not a bed. But what I think, no, bed I got, very nice bedroom, very nice house, I'm very comfortable, but I can't sleep also. And also many rich people, they worry cholesterol, they worry sugar, they're not eating also from not money. Food is there, but they are not eating. And poor man, he works hard. He no worry of cholesterol, no worry of sugar. And he's eating properly, Allah's rahmat, he's eating food. So we are deceived that we have the things of despair, comfort. We think is comfort is sleep, nice, good sleep. That is comfort. Also the things of respect. I think I minister so and so, and I got this big position and that big position. And every day we see in the newspaper, so and so minister is caught for corruption. Now he's in jail for 10 years. Now he's this position. So that position is not your respect. To have respect, you can be an ordinary man, but you've got good quality, you are honest, you are hardworking, you are loyal, that person you will have. So respect is in qualities and not in things. But what we are fool, we think that we have things, we got good life. That is just a deception. And at the time of mort, all things will be left behind. No thing, no bed will go in the cupboard. No big house will go in the cupboard. No big motor car will go in the cupboard. All that will be. What you got inside will go with you in the cupboard. So that is the time Allah has given us. Make it valuable for Iman, for A'mal. Not for A'mal. For A'mal, make it valuable.
The thing is, Iman. Maafi makhluk Allah taala makhluk Abu Dhabi yang terlayakkan. Ini jadi ni apa Abu Dhabi yang terlayakkan? Kami nyata, namanya punya apa? Namanya kegiatan menjaga rusak tak rusak. Nasihat di seluruh dunia, nasihat di mata tak rusak rusak. Maafkan. Kami tak maaf si amal. Ini untuk apa? Nak apa Abu Dhabi yang tak terlayakkan? Namanya kedua dia dia rusak amal. Kami belum sama dia, Mama aku punya anak, punya apa mana pejabat yang berkuasa. takut berpapiasannya kaklah, papiasannya dan kemana-mana. Nah, ini juga begini, kemana? So, ada itu, so, kakak-kakak itu memang itu, kakak-kakak itu. Ini juga begini, ini juga kakak-kakak itu sudah tak kemana. Yang ini mau dimahamatkan, usaha itu. Ini dia mau makan, mama deh, apa deh? Nah, ini aku sih lagi mengatakan, maha walaikan, maha beratan, maha kemana. Maha pertimbangan kemana-mana, ini juga begini, apa yang kita dipanggung kebutuhan.
So to make our time valuable and to get saved of all khusran and harm, Allah says we bring iman and amal. Now see, Allah is so kind. How you going to bring iman and amal? In your family, have ta'aleem. Speak about haq. Make gush, go and tell your friends. Wherever you meet somebody, tell them. Make tashfir. Tell, go out in jamaat. Go sit in the company of ulama, haq rabbaniye. And in this way, iman will come alive. Aman will come alive.
Jadi yang semua tali mengatakan Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala bagi yang berkorban, satu kekuatan yang sama punya awal dia, bagi yang berkorban dan diberikan Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala sahiman aman. Itulah pada tinggi arah dia yang satu nama pada tinggi yang berkuatan pun bagi yang berkorban kuatan Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Yang berkorban tidak akan bersama kami lagi. Mereka pada di mana tinggi tali mengawal itu. Untuk menentukan jatah Allah Al-Mai tidak akan diberikan kemahatan tuntutan masyarakat dia itu benar-benar memutus kekalan masyarakat.
When you realize this, then now you send your children to please, you go for months. You can send your children to Darul Uloom, you take them out from school, university. Your daughter, you don't send her to university, you don't send her office to work. You tell her stay at home and they do amal at home, etc. People will say you are gone mad. Whereas now this time you must go university. This time you must do business. This time no hijab for woman. Woman must walk free. So watawa saw this song. So Allah warned you before time, not people going to talk against you. Don't worry, you make salah. You be firm on that iman and amal. You have the yaqeen, I have to go to Jannah, I have to go to Allah. Dunya is just passing phase, few times, just little time. 60, 70 years, akhirat is forever. So Allah, before time he told us, you have to learn to make salah. Not people will criticize and send in the family people, your friends, everyone will tell you you are born mad. All your children you make alim, make him doctor, make him engineer, but you make sabr. And then Allah warned us before that if you want to live now, you wear proper Islamic clothes, no more suit and tie and all that. People will say, oh, this man is gone mad or something. You make sabr. You stay on deen properly. So in this surah, Allah gave us complete prescription for our success of deen, dunya and akhir.
Tapi kemana saya berjalan dulu? Dia untuk apa mana? Tiada Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Nah, ini urusan Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Dia untuk apa mana? Kaidah sama tak kasih tu. Nah, yang kini kamu siapa kita untuk dia? Nah, saya suka lagi nasumana. Semua pemilihan kan berkat Allah Taala secara sudah dia benar sama miskinah sama-sama madrasah. Umat Allah Taala iman miskinah. Nah, aduh boleh tapi dia benar sama miskinah. Kami nasawi. Warna apa mana? Dia untuk umat Allah ini sesuatu. Nah, Allah Taala siapa tak dia pun.
All are ready for that, inshallah?
Yes.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشغلنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.